At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian Harper Rose. My favorite part of her interview was when we talked about acceptable and unacceptable emojis that you would send a future potential partner. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, comedian Harper Rose. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You were running frantically on the other side of the street. Like there was an earthquake or something.
The social anxiety really got to me, and really? I do feel embarrassed that you saw that, but that's okay.
No, but that's what makes people human.
That is true.
Yeah. Did you have anxiety?
What? Yeah.
You did?
But just, you know, that's just how I always operate.
For this?
It's just social anxiety. You know, meeting someone for the first time, I always get like, I'm like a chihuahua. I just get like a little shaky. But now I'm good.
I'm the same way.
Okay.
At least, you know what my brother's put out there in the universe? You can't smell it right now, but he's always told, I mean, this is like on huge podcasts, dude, my brother's breath smells like shit. So that doesn't help.
That's fun.
How is that fun?
It's fun for him, not so much for you.
Because it spreads like wildfire.
Yes.
Not only that, so that's out in the universe. Mm-hmm. Dude, my brother is so cheap and frugal. And so I have shit breath and my brother's frugal.
He's really selling your reputation.
But does it help?
Yes.
No, not for future.
No, it doesn't. No.
How do you get ones? Do you have siblings?
I do. I have a younger brother.
You've never done that to him, have you?
No, I mean, I do make fun of him for his social skills. So I definitely like warn people that I call him a robot.
Why? Why do you call your brother a robot?
He really, you know, he can tap into human emotion, but it's like, it's more of like an active thing he has to try to do. It's not just like involuntary.
Is he into sports? Are you a good sister to him?
I am a good sister to him. We're really close. He just moved a mile away from me. So like we're really close, but I do, you know, I do make fun of him.
Are you from California?
No. I mean, I lived in San Diego for like when I was going to elementary school.
You're from San Diego?
A little bit. Yeah. That's where my whole family's from.
Where?
And then, in El Cajon.
El Cajon?
Mm-hmm.
I used to wrestle at Poway.
Oh.
So there was a invitational every year at El Cajon High School.
Nice.
So you're familiar with Chula Vista and Morse and all those schools?
Mm-hmm.
So what was the mall? Are you familiar with North County Fair? Because I'm more near North County Fair.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
What was the other mall with the ice rink in it? Jesus.
Wait, was that by Grossmont or no?
No, it was more going towards downtown LA. I think it was going towards Miramar. God, I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, I do not know.
What are some of the other malls in San Diego?
There's like the Santee Mall.
Santee Mall.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. There's a Nordstrom's there, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you went, what high school did you go to?
Well, I went to high school in North Carolina.
Okay, and so When did you move to San Diego and then up to LA? And
I was
that?
In San Diego until I was in fourth grade, maybe fifth, and then lived in San Diego, or sorry, lived in North Carolina until I graduated high school and then moved back out here.
What's the popular city there? The Raleigh?
Yeah, Raleigh and Charlotte.
Are you from Raleigh?
Charlotte.
So Charlotte, okay, because I have never been to North Carolina, but correct me if I'm wrong. Charlotte is where the Tar Heels are from.
Yes.
The baby blue. Mm-hmm. North Carolina. And then the other one is the Wolf Pack, like the color of your shirt,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Where is that college? That's NC State.
Yes, yes.
So you have it's the same thing with Arizona. You have U of A and Arizona State. Mm-hmm. So you have NC State, which is the Wolf Pack.
Which is this, yes.
The red and the black and the white. Then you had the Tar Heels, which were baby blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're from North Carolina.
I am.
What was it like over there?
Oh, I hated it while I lived there.
Why?
Like, my family, we don't even call it just, like living in North Carolina. My dad, like, refers to it as, like, we did our time there because we all hated it.
Really?
Yeah, but there now
must
I like
be,
it.
There must be nice aspects about North Carolina.
No, there are, like, you know, like, there's, you know, I was riding my bike all the time as a kid, which was really fun. No, now I look back and I'm like, oh, okay, it wasn't that bad. But I think it was just hard because, like, all of our family lives out here. And so we were just, like, you know, exiled.
There are Asians out there?
There are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's mixed?
Yes, it is. There's a huge Greek population.
Greek meaning the Greek lifestyle in college, like the houses, like Sigma Chi and Sigma Nu?
No, like actual from...
The actual Greek people.
Yes.
Oh, I
yes.
am so sorry. I'm so yes. sorry. I apologize.
I mean, there are frats and whatnot, yeah. too. But I was referring
did you
to...
Did you attend college as well?
I attended a whopping one semester of community college, actually back in San Diego, dropped out, and then moved
Palomar?
Up here. Grossmont Community College.
Grossmont.
Mm-hmm.
Grossmont. All right, my geography is, because it's been so long, Grossmont. Where is that near?
You know what? I honestly could not tell you. I think it's kind of by La Mesa, if you know where that is.
Yeah, yeah. I think there was a really good pizza. Is there an old town near there?
Yes, yeah.
Dude, there used to be a great, great, great pizza place there in old town near Grossmont. Mm-hmm. That's why it's kind of registered.
Yes.
I'm talking like, I'm sorry for spitting.
No, it's okay.
I completely just spit it. I just spit in your hair. But it used to be, it used to be so good. There was always a line, and it was an old town.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
I do. I don't remember what it was called, but
it was damn good pizza. Like they're known for that place.
Yes, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. You know what? San Diego's a nice place to live.
It is nice.
I kind of miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like living out here? Like, when did you decide to move up to L.A.? We're going to get to your comedy, by the way. I just like building up to that point.
We're not talking about that. No.
I want to build up to it.
No, of course. But when I moved here when I was 19. So.
And then just out of the blue, you're like, was it with Gabby?
No, it was not with Gabby. I only met Gabby a few years ago.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys had like deep, deep, deep history.
No, we became really close after I moved in with her.
Okay,
but,
gotcha.
But yeah.
And then, so what made you want to move at 19? Like,
I mean, I always knew that I wanted to do stand up and whatnot.
That's pretty quick that you knew, because it usually takes people longer than that for that to register and be like, oh, this is a career field type shit.
Yeah, I mean, I always like watched. I would like blow off doing homework in high school, and I was like, okay, I really want to do stand up, but it was just getting the courage to do it.
Who are some comedians that you looked up to or look up to, like back then, where you'd stay up to watch their HBO special or something?
Oh, let's see. I watched a ton of Cat Williams. I watched a ton of Sarah Silverman, Jim Gaffigan,
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah. Bill Hicks, Dave Chappelle, yeah. You know, like, yeah.
And then I would just like stay up and watch their specials.
Yes. And then I would stalk the Laugh Factory YouTube and then just watch a bunch of comedians that way.
How did you even discover that?
My little brother and I were just nerds.
Like on the internet?
Yeah. We were like
what?
Baby incels just only watching stand up. And
oh, you know about incels?
Oh, yeah. No.
You do?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know about the MGTOW movement? Men going their own
yes,
way?
Yes.
I just learned what a simp was.
Okay, congratulations.
Do you know what a simp is?
I do.
Yeah. All right, give me your definition. Give me your definition and three examples of what a
and
simp would do.
And three examples, oh my three, heavens. Okay.
Yeah, that people could really identify with.
Okay, well, a simp is just, I feel like usually it's used for men. A simp is like a guy who, you know, is kind of like a pick me guy. He kind of just like, you know, he goes above and beyond for like girls that he likes. Like, you know, like.
I love what you're doing. Keep going. I love it.
You're like, actually, please head out. No, keep going. No, okay. No, yeah, just a like, you know, always tweeting like, me and my baby going to the movies tonight. I could never do better than her, you know?
All right. So it's a person that like bows down.
Yes.
I always thought, because I'm researching now, I'm looking up videos. Mm-hmm. An example that I discovered was a simp is a person that will join your OnlyFans or a person's OnlyFans, mm-hmm, or a comment like, beautiful,
yeah, like
princess, or
like,
you know,
reply guys like, you're so beautiful, queen, keep doing you. And yeah, it's like, thanks, yeah, Ralph, I don't know who you are,
so,
but
it's just a guy that bows down.
Yes. Yeah,
because I think Annie called me one when the cameras were off.
Right, yeah, right? are you a simp? Are you a part of the,
I mean,
the McDowell's?
I
what are you doing?
Dude, you're putting
what's
me on
your vibe
spot
right now. Okay,
well, I'm currently off a break. I went through a breakup 4 months ago, okay, and I was with her for 4.5 years.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think that's very simp, is it?
No.
And I didn't do simp.
No,
shit.
You're walking away from the simp club. Yeah.
Thank you. Keep going on that. Yeah. So you can't be a simp if you're fresh off a 4 or 5 year relationship, can you?
I mean,
but
know.
Maybe. No, I don't. That's the thing, is because I like.
Well, what are you doing? See, I don't know what you're doing online. Are you going to girls' Instagrams being like, keep going, no, queen?
No.
Yeah, that's my
no,
simp
no,
voice.
No.
Oh, boy.
No.
What
I
are
don't,
you doing?
Okay. I don't even like.
Wow.
I don't comment. I don't like. And usually when I, not all the time, but over 90% of the time, it's all business. Hey, would you be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah.
So it's just for business purposes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm okay. No saint, though. I don't even know how to do this, how to operate in today's like dating market at all. I'm just like, I'm the guy that will just send one emoji, like the celebration emoji or something, on their story.
That's how you shoot your shot. You're like, hey.
Is that
not even the flame emoji, just like,
oh, is that shot? Did I shoot a shot?
Yes. I don't know if it's
okay. So
it might be missing. Not gonna lie.
I'll stop doing that.
Just pick a different one. Maybe not the celebration.
Okay.
One.
So, and that's when you know I don't know what's going on, because now I'm up researching the meaning of emojis.
Oh, okay.
What does this one mean? This is a new one. This is, again, it was a female guest, possible potential guest. Mm-hmm. She sent me the, this emoji, two
like,
of them in a row.
Okay.
What is this?
Like chef's kiss? Like
no,
it's
no,
good.
It's like, I think it's,
wait,
Italian.
Wait, was it like this one?
No,
or this one?
It's this.
Like this.
It's this.
Yeah, that's good. That's like.
Like eat out of my hand?
I don't know about that. That seems like wishful thinking, but. Maybe you are a simp, but no.
but
it
is
seems
this,
like
wait,
good.
Hold up. Just, is this positive or negative?
I think this is positive.
No, this one.
Yeah, I'm saying yes.
Two,
I think it's good.
But two in a row, she went
yeah,
like this.
I think you're
one,
doing like,
two.
Mamma mia. But I don't know if that's how she meant it. It just means like chef's kiss. Like, it's good. Like,
okay, so it's Italian. But it's... But it's not this.
No.
It's not this.
No, because I don't know
it's
what
not
God's fuck that is.
This is bad.
No, that is bad. I'm glad
like,
you can pick
boo
up on that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I would know that.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I would know that. Thank you. Thanks for giving me that credit.
Yes.
But this is positive,
that
but
seems...
it's up for interpretation.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's kind of like positive with some mystery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I looked it up, because I was like, what does this mean? And... maybe that's going too far to, you know, to examine what emojis are.
No, I think it's, I had to Google a phrase the other day because like someone messaged me and they're like, oh, that was so out of pocket. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Okay. And so
wait,
I had to learn.
Wait, out of pocket?
Mm-hmm.
That means that out of pocket means out of line?
Yeah. According to Urban Dictionary, it meant like you were, apparently I was like roasting for no reason.
Right.
And I'm like, Okay.
What are emojis that are safe to send? Can you think of maybe five off top?
My favorite emojis to send are like the prayer hands or or the one that's smiling with the little hands. That's my
favorite.
Oh, hi. Yeah, that's
okay,
my favorite.
Okay, okay, that.
That's my favorite.
What does this emoji mean? The ones with just the
massive eyes?
Yeah, just the eyes like this.
That's the one I always send to Gabby, actually. I love that one.
But what does that mean? What is the mean?
I look sad, but like they're like, I interpret
like they're in shock.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like.
Oh, okay. You mean the ones that are facing
just,
straight on?
Yeah, just concerned. But
oh, no, that's fine. That's fine.
But what does that mean? What does that mean?
Just like, oh, boy.
But is it good?
I don't know about that.
Is it good or bad?
It can be both. It can be, it's like shock.
It's like shock.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not one of your favorites.
No. I like the one that has huge eyes that looks like it's about to cry. I use it for like if I'm really happy.
No, I'm talking more of the huge eyes, but puppy eyes.
Okay.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Maybe
it's like
not.
The puppy eyed one.
Yeah, the like, where they're like mostly black. They look like,
Yeah. It's the one that it's like that. What does that one mean?
I just use it when I'm like so happy.
It's Do you send it to guys?
Hell no.
See that you just hold up. You just revealed a great deal right there. Why?
That's too vulnerable.
That's a vulnerable emoji.
Yeah.
That you would never send to a guy.
Like if someone gives me a compliment, I'll send a few of those. Like, oh, I'm so grateful, or like, you know, whatever. But I would never. I'm not going to send that to a man.
When? Okay. My next question.
I don't know.
Why
I got
this.
So intense. I will not send it to a man.
Because this is no one explains these things. This is something you have to learn on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? What are the reasons not to send that? Because, you know, you mentioned vulnerability.
Yeah.
You just said vulnerability.
Well, because no one needs to see me. Unless, like, you're in my inner circle, no one needs to see me that happy or that moved. That's what emoji I use when I'm, like, moved. You
Is
know?
that concerned puppy-eyed
yeah,
look?
Yeah, the puppy-eyed one.
Okay, so continue with the positive ones that you do send.
Yeah,
that
like
one's
the
an
hands.
Enigma. Okay,
yeah.
So, hey.
Or, like, a ton of, like, animals.
I use the house. What the?
Well, I don't know.
What'd you just say? Animals?
Yeah.
What the?
I've said too much. I regret that.
Hold up. Don't you're not getting off the hook that easy.
I know.
Which animal emojis do you?
Well, obviously the octopus. Because that's
okay, what is the meaning behind the octopus?
Because the octopus radiates the same energy as the puppy-eyed one.
Oh, now I'm so confused. What did you just
say? I'm gonna have to make you a graph.
You're going to have to make me a periodic table of all this shit.
Yeah.
How the fuck is an octopus radiate the same thing as the puppy
Because
eye?
They both have the same eyes.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yes.
But you still didn't explain the meaning of it.
I mean, because I honestly feel
I
like...
Because I thought emoji, it has to mean something.
But they... Because
a heart means I love you, right?
The meanings are... The hearts can be sarcastic. But here's the thing. Emojis nowadays, they change.
What'd you just say, dude? Now you're really... What did you just say the last two things?
I don't even remember what I said because I am blacking out from anxiety.
Did you say it's up for interpretation? Like,
yeah.
So it's like all up to for interpretation?
Yeah. Because, you know, the skull emoji doesn't mean death anymore. It means, like, you're laughing so hard that you're dead.
What did you just say?
Do you want me to head out? No.
This is just...
You're like, we're actually going to scrap this one.
No. This is something that I'm keeping.
Oh, okay.
And I don't edit anything.
Honestly, I like that.
This is very informative.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to learn about the emoji game.
Mm-hmm.
What are the fucking safest ones... Where you?
I can't even answer that. This is something you have to figure that out by trial and error. So good luck to you.
I'll tell you which ones you don't send.
Okay.
The love eyes.
Yeah, don't.
Explain the reasons why you don't send the love eyes.
Again, it goes back to being vulnerable, and
that's
something
vulnerable.
That I don't subscribe to anymore unless it's on stage.
But that's telling if that's coming from a man. What that is,
no,
does it come,
that grosses me out because
is it cryptic?
Cryptic, no.
Like
it's too
no,
much.
From a stranger,
no, honestly,
from a stranger that gives you the hard eyes.
That goes into simp territory.
That's simp territory.
Yeah.
What if it's your homie, like a guy you started doing open mics with? He's your homie, and you know him. You've known him for like 5 years or 3 to 5 years.
I wouldn't do the heart eyes because then he's going to think that. I don't know. That would send the like the one where there's hearts surrounding safe.
Why? See, now you're confusing me more. Why? What's the difference between hearts here to the ones that are sprinkling like
heart
like
eyes?
Radiating?
It's like you're like that radiates like love energy, you know? And
so hold up. The heart eyes radiate love energy.
Yeah.
But my defense to that is the heart around your head also can radiate like a halo.
Yeah, but it's more, that is tamer, in my opinion.
Because the hearts aren't contained in on the face.
Yes.
The heart emoji eyes is like, I only have eyes for you type.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of simpish shit.
Yeah.
Like, I have love for you.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing.
Yes.
So guys out there, learn from this. Never, ever send the heart eyes emojis.
Well,
unless it's your girlfriend.
Yes.
And you're dating her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
When is a guy allowed to send the heart, the other emoji that's radiating outside of the face? The ones that are, you know, twinkle, 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 the twinkle hearts.
That, you know what? I'm not sure about that. Honestly,
because I've been looking at that one lately, like, oh, that one's, ooh.
Be brave. Try that out.
I'm not trying.
You're like, I'm looking at it.
No. That's why it's interesting for me because no one teaches guys this.
Yeah.
It's like trial and error for us.
Well, that's why I feel like sometimes guys get emoji shy and then they just don't even emoji in general.
Can a guy be successful dating, that is, without using any emojis?
Yes.
That's more old-fashioned, old-school, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Look at
Honestly,
that.
Honestly, I just like
doing... A firm look on your face. You're like,
just no smile.
Why is that? Because that's telling you what? He doesn't need emojis.
He doesn't need the extra fluff. Well, I like using
emojis...
Wait,
you just said fluff? It is extra fluff, isn't
it? It is.
That's because it's a lack of your words.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fuck up. No more emojis.
I'm getting a vibe that you are sending paragraphs of emojis.
No. Don't try to read this. There's a nightmare going on up here. There's torment.
Okay.
There's torment.
Okay.
But I'm trying to have people learn from the torment up here.
Okay.
You know.
Yes.
So don't use emojis. What are the safest ones? Just finish that. We'll move on.
I really, again, you have to figure that out for your...
What about the halo? Hey, the angel halo.
What are you trying to convey with that?
I don't know.
Exactly. If you don't know, then don't do it. Okay.
What about the 100?
No, you need to stay away from that. You need to stay away from that. Don't piss me off right now because too many guys are like, pick you up at 7, 100. Yeah, no shit you will.
So that's a no.
I don't know why I just got angry. That was interesting.
Why are you getting mad?
I've had a bad experience with someone. You just learned a little bit about me.
They sent you too many hundreds?
Too many hundreds. You got it. I'm like, I can tell you're a liar with how much you're trying to overcompensate with using the 100.
God. So guys, never use the 100.
You can learn a lot about someone's psychology with what emojis they use.
I know what the safest one is, and no one could say anything about it.
Let's hear it.
The house.
I don't know what the fuck you're on.
Dude, listen to me. It's wholesome, man.
Okay.
The home. It could.
It seems elitist.
How is that elitist, dude? Look where I live. I'm not saying, hey, this is my home. But this is what the home, it represents wholesomeness.
Okay.
Sturdiness, balance. It's a sturdy foundation.
Okay.
Right.
You know what? You converted me into a home emoji user.
Are you against the home emoji?
I was until right now.
Have you ever received a home emoji?
Sure haven't.
Okay, so maybe I'm the only one. Anyway, so we'll get into your comedy. So 19, you decided to move up. How did you find an apartment and like how did you start hitting mics and where'd you find all this stuff out?
Okay, well, I had done an acting program in New York the year prior when I had just graduated high school, I believe. And I met a girl there, and then she had moved to LA first. So I just dropped out of college and then moved up here with her. And then I was interning at Laugh Step at the time.
What's that?
It's a ticketing company for comedy events.
For like bringer shows and shit?
No, it was for like Comedy Juice. I don't know if Laugh
What's
Step's...
Comedy Juice? Hold up. What's that?
It used to be a show at the Hollywood Improv. And then I believe it moved to like the Ice House and West Side. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I would just go and make graphics and whatnot. And
so you worked in the office?
Yeah. Yeah. And
when did you make your jump from
very
that
briefly, but yes,
to open mics?
Well, okay. So when I was 19, I had my first mic ever at actually the Comedy Store. And
Potluck?
Yes. And
Sundays?
Or Mondays? Mondays. Yeah, Monday.
Mondays. Sorry.
And I went up and I told one joke and I was keeping my eye on my friend the whole time. And then it got like a minuscule little chuckle. And that kind of like threw me off. And then someone yelled something at me. It was something to the extent of like, "Hey, nice tits," or like, "Hey, tits," or something like that. And then I just started shaking and I put the mic in the stand and then just stood on stage and then ran off crying. And I cried in like...
Misogynistic like that.
It was like, I know, I was just so...
You got heckled.
And then I didn't get up again until I was 24.
It fucked you up like that.
I've always been painfully shy. So I just like, you know, I wanted to do it so bad, but I didn't have the confidence yet.
Was it... Do you remember? I know it was a long time ago, but was it another comedian or was it just an audience member?
It was another comic.
Hater.
Mm-hmm. It was an older man.
I'm not surprised.
No, me either, actually. Especially like doing comedy more now. I'm like, oh, okay. It makes sense.
Can I explain the psychology behind that?
Sure.
He felt threatened by you. Because he was probably hitting the circuit for many, many years. And he's like... It was not on you, but his own self-centered fear.
You know what? Something that I've noticed, like, I feel like a lot of comics are not nice to young comics that
coming up.
Yeah.
Can I even add my two cents to? Because yeah. I took a crack with the open mic scene in L.A. You know, I used to go to Marty's. The comic book store that's no longer there.
Meltdown?
In Meltdown, Rock, Paper, Scissors, some in Echo Park. But mm-hmm. I noticed that when you're first starting out, you don't even have real audience members.
No.
You just see your peers or other people like signing up and you're performing literally in front of them.
Yeah.
And how the fuck do you gauge anything from that?
It's so hard. I feel like in the first, like you're like when you're first doing open mics, like it's more about like learning how to think in joke form and you're learning how to write jokes and like you're kind of like facing your stage fright. Maybe. Yeah. At least that's what it was for me. Mm-hmm. And then like you start doing bringer shows and then gradually you start doing real shows and so on, you know, and so on and so forth.
But it seems like maybe the younger generation, they're more supportive as well. Like it's mm-hmm. not like that anymore. Cause like you said, your homies, aren't you friends with Gabby? Mm-hmm. And yeah. you guys help each other?
Yeah, a lot.
And that's huge, wouldn't you say? Cause
yeah. We've been doing, so Gabby's been doing it 5 years. I've been doing it 4 years now.
That's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. And how do you guys help each other? In like what ways? Like with bits? Like will she knock on your door and be like, "Hey, I thought of a good bit for you"?
Yeah, yeah. Well, kind of. So like we, cause you know, like not only are we roommates, but we're close friends. And so we'll, you know, we always joke around together. And then if one of us says something funny, we'll be like, oh, you know, like we'll like point it out like, oh, you should add that to your set, blah, blah, blah. And then she's actually taking me on the road with her in June. So
can we promote a little bit for that real quick?
Yeah. She's,
so let's look at the camera. When is that show? How do they get tickets?
That is a good question. Yeah. Let me pull it up. Yes. And, so Gabby is headlining the American Comedy Company, I believe it's called, in San Diego, June 3rd.
That's downtown San Diego?
Downtown San Diego, yeah.
So how do they get tickets?
You go to the ACC website, acc.com.
She's going to love you for this.
Yes, yeah.
So, and then can you say the date again?
June 3rd at, I believe, 7 p.m.
And you're going to...
I'm featuring
for
you're
her. Featuring.
Yeah.
So how does that usually work? I know, because I've had several comedians on here, but can you explain again? Do you do open mic... And then you get a 3-minute set, then a 5-minute set, and then then where do you go from there?
Well, just speaking for like from my experience, I started going to mics, and then I met someone who, you know, you just like start like meeting like just from meeting other comics, then they start booking you on like their shows, and then you know at least for me, like I got, you know, sucked into like the Bringer circuit, and then you drag, you know, all your fucking friends out to do like 5 minutes of stage time.
Yeah.
And you're so fucking bad, but you don't get it. So then
you have to hustle, right?
Because you said, so much. Yeah.
Because a Bringer show, you have to sell tickets, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So you have to sell tickets for a show, basically, hey, check out my set, and then here, buy these tickets for $3 or something.
I was actually thinking about it today. Like, I, you know, I did Bringer shows for like a few months, and I, you know, my friends were so supportive and so nice. They would come out to all my Bringer shows, but I still had that stage fright. So like...
Wait, recently?
No. This is like years ago.
Oh, okay.
But they, you know, they would come out, and then I would, I would get like a couple jokes out, and then I would just put the microphone back in, and I would run off the stage.
Oh, that's fine.
And a comic one time, a bigger comic came up to me because it was in the belly room of the Comedy Store, and I'll never forget. This is the last time I ever did it. And
like
I ran.
What, like a headliner?
Yeah. And he.
Do you remember his name?
Yes, I do, but I don't want to say it.
But okay, can I guess?
No.
Is he a regular?
Yeah.
Fahim?
No. No.
Kevin Christie?
No.
Whitney?
No. But it was a man.
It was a man.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Richards?
No.
I got close there, though, didn't I?
No.
God damn it. All right, give up.
Okay.
You don't have to say it.
Okay, but okay. I will tell you after. But but it was just interesting because like I did my stupid ass, you know, running off whatever. And then I'm
in Frank Castillo.
No, but
okay. okay. I was close.
So far away.
That was the closest. At least give me that. But that was the closest out of the other ones.
I'm mentally giving you like the celebration emoji right now.
Okay.
But I was in the stairwell of the belly room, mm-hmm. and I'm just kind of like having my little panic attack. And then he comes into the stairwell, and he was just like, you know what? I just really don't think you're cut out for this. I think you should just quit. This isn't good for you. If you can do anything else besides stand up, go do that. Don't do it anymore. And then I just looked at him, and even though I'm like, part of me is like, oh, I keep running off the stage, and that is unprofessional and embarrassing, but like, I just got so pissed off at that. I'm like, fuck you. And then I never did it again.
Oh, that's why he didn't say his name.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense now.
But you'll tell me after?
Yeah.
Okay. Why would... That's like... Why would anyone say that to anybody in any field?
I mean, what I did was very horrific. It was, you know, I mean, I literally like ran off.
Yeah, but even if it was, but I mean, dude, there's a story. I've told this a lot on my podcast, but I opened for my brother at the Tempe Improv,
mm-hmm.
and I bombed so bad. I did a cowboy rap.
And yeah?
I wasn't even looking at the audience.
Oh, fuck.
Sea of silence. I mean, there was the second terrace was open.
Oh,
I
God.
I saw people up there.
And that silence is so loud, too.
Not only that, let me give you some background history. I used to work at that one because I went to Arizona State, right?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I think I came on to the stage like, I used to work here. And like I already, and then people are just looking at me. I go $40, you know. I did my whole $40 bit. You know, there was no joke in it. It's for music. It was a musical thing. But I was like $40 bit, $40 bit, $40, $40. And then it was so bad that the MC had to save me. Like the MC like came up and grabbed me and went, ah, okay. And so, and then I went to, and then I knew, and then I walked by. I had to walk by the audience because the green room there, at least at the time, was at the front.
Oh God.
So. In my head, I was like justifying, like I didn't do too bad, but I bombed.
Oh God!
And so I it was so bad. I was looking at the people for a reaction. They wouldn't even look at me. I was looking at the people, like to see if they're looking, and they were just like, "Get the fuck out of here!"
Oh God!
So I was in the green room, pain. Mm-hmm. So I was in the green room, and what had happened was the manager during all that bombing. Mm-hmm. Went to my talked to my brother and said, your little brother, he's gonna go." So the way my brother explained it was the way my brother explained it is like, "Dude, I'm proud of you that you actually did it, but yeah, man, they don't have time for you. Could go home."
Oh fuck!
Because there's two more shows.
Oh, of course,
sold out.
Okay. So your brother said, "Hey, you know what? That was cute, but we're actually not going to do that again."
Yeah. He spared me.
Yeah.
So I just drove back. I went to Del Taco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then it gets worse because
of course.
During this time, because my mom's in Gilbert. mm-hmm. Arizona, which is a 20-minute drive. So I went to Del Taco, and while I was driving, he texted my mom and told my mom I bombed. So she was questioning my set when I was trying to eat tacos, but in Korean. Like, "Igo moya, igo," you know, and I'm just like, "You don't know. I'm doing my shit."
"You weren't there, mom."
Yeah, like, "They don't understand. I'm my
he's lying, mom.
My comedy's advanced, too advanced for them."
Yeah.
Yeah.
"They're more of a country crowd, mom." Yeah, that's what it was.
And so me and my mom fought mm-hmm. over comedy.
Yeah. And that's the worst, too.
And then later I'm in the upstairs bedroom with my notebook out, and then I get in another fight with my brother because he was trying to help me with bits and stuff.
Okay.
He's like, I go, "You don't know my comedy, man."
Isn't it so funny when you're I mean, I think it's different because your brother is, you know, he's a comedian, but I think it's so funny. Like, my brother will come to my shows and he'll be like, "Hey, so,
Oh, he'll critique?"
Yeah, he's like, "Here's what I think." And I'm like, "No, don't fucking open your mouth." But then the next day, he actually does give good advice, but I hate to admit that. And then so, like, at first when he's trying to, I'm like, "Shut the fuck up." And then, like, the next day, I'm like, "All right, so let's hear it. So what's going on?"
Yeah, so you think that it's just out of love that it's constructive criticism,
mm-hmm.
Out of love.
Totally out of love.
It's the way that I took it. I took it wrong. I was defensive.
But it's so normal too, because it's sensitive, especially when you don't have a good set. It is the last thing I want to hear, because I'm already, especially like for me, I'm already beating myself up. So I don't need to hear from any. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear from anyone else.
There's demons up here. Oh. There's demons.
Yeah.
In the war.
Yeah.
It's a full fledged war.
Of course.
Here. And I think you need a few days just to reflect on something, because it is a tragic kind of event. Because, you know, in my mind, it was just so groundbreaking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the result of it was the adverse effect.
Yes.
It was a sea of silence.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the worst, too, when you think you just wrote, like, a killer bit, and then you go up to do it, and then you're like, "Hey," and then you do it, and then it is silent, and it just tanks. That is, like, the worst. You're like, "Fuck."
And especially if you see the audience member, you know, looking at you a certain way, mm-hmm. and you catch that in the corner of your eye.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
Because I remember this lady, she had her legs crossed, and she was like,
"Oh, fuck." Yeah, see, that stays with you.
She was like, "No, honey, not today."
No. And you don't want to know it? Not tomorrow either.
Yeah. So, I learned from it, you know. I mean,
that's good.
That's why I respect what you guys all do. It's harder than it actually looks.
It's so hard. Say? Yeah. Oh, it's so hard.
When did you get over that hump, that fear of bombing or having a bad set? How does one get over that?
Wait, the fear of having a bad set?
Yeah, of just like,
I still get afraid I'm gonna have a bad, like, you know, I still, because, you know, like I don't know, especially because, like, my jokes are very, like, personal. I mean, I think obviously, like, a lot of comics have that, but sometimes I feel like you can kind of take it as like, oh, they don't, it's not just the jokes they don't like, it's me they don't like, you know. It's,
oh,
like,
you go there.
Oh, I go dark. Yeah.
You go dark.
Oh, I go very dark. But I just, you know, if they're not laughing, then I'm like, all right, I need to work on my writing, I need to get better. And so, like, I don't get as offended anymore.
Do you think one needs that sensitivity to be a good comedian?
Because
if you don't care, because I'm thinking, if you don't care about it, then you can't gauge anything, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm sure that it would probably be, like, better if you don't, like, maybe, like, take it as hard. Because I feel like when I was first bombing, and believe me, it was a lot in the beginning. But so when I was first bombing a lot, it was, you know, I would have to take, like, 2 weeks before I would get on stage again.
2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. But, like, after each bomb, like, I was like, oh, it was so embarrassing. But, like, now it's like, all right, you know, if I bomb, I'm like, that sucks, but here we go. And then you just get back to it.
So you're
you have to get to a certain level of numb. That's what it is.
But you're getting back on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. You just have to get back on the horse.
Yeah. You can be affected by it, but, like, you know, take your time, take your licks, and then just fuck off and just get back on stage.
Do you remember the first time you had, like, a great set?
Yes.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. Do you remember where it was?
Yes, it was in San Francisco. It was at a show called The Setup. Mm-hmm. And I was doing stand-up for about a year at this point, maybe a little bit over. Mm-hmm. And
that's not a very long time.
Mm-mm, okay, it wasn't. Continue. But this was like the first time that I had like top to bottom a great set. And so I had actually gotten into a huge fight with my boyfriend at the time in the car. And I just like walked straight in.
Was he a comedian too?
No, God, no. He was a musician.
Okay, continue.
Mm-hmm. And we got into a huge fight. And then I just walked in.
Your comedy?
No, we were always fighting. I don't remember the reason. It was a cute relationship. Right. Oh, yes. No, yeah. So then I walk in and then he's like, all right, the guy running the show was like, all right, you're up next. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I just got up there and then all of that anger just like melted away. And I just felt like that was the most present I had ever been on stage at that point. And then, yeah, I had a great set.
Great.
I got my first tape from that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have planned that any better, could you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You couldn't have planned that.
No.
It just happened.
It was just so organic.
Right.
It was a beautiful moment, yeah.
And so how long was your set then? Do you remember? Was
10
it like
minutes.
It was a 10-minute?
Mm-hmm. I think that was one of my first 10-minute sets, too. At least that was, like, recorded, yeah.
Is that on YouTube or anything? Or?
No, it is not.
But you have a copy of it, right?
I do, yes.
Are you going to put it out somewhere? I mean, when you, like, in
well,
the future.
Well, I have you're... it, but I just don't really tell those jokes anymore, because, like.
Well, that's more of a reason to release it.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
It's kind of like an oldie but goodie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Maybe I will. Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a problem, like, just my observation. I think that it could go the other way, where you could just cling on to your material. I mean, this could be with music too. Just cling on to that one album or those and just not change. Or you could keep, you know how, I don't know if this is a good example, but someone like Louis C.K. or something. He's, you know, at the time he was always doing new shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? That way you could release your old shit because you're already on to some new shit.
True. I think the reason why I don't, it's not because I'm like self-conscious of it or whatever. I just... My set back then was so
green or something.
No, I mean maybe, but like I think like for the reason that I'm speaking on is because it was all about my relationship and that my point of view was like my point of view on life was so much. It's completely different than where I am now, you know. And so that's also why.
Yeah, but then my argument to that is, but that's even more of a reason because it's like. The sign of the times type shit where you're
true.
Like, oh, this is where she was at. Cause I'm kind of relaying it to music.
Mm-hmm.
Cause a lot of like the music I like is like Daniel Johnston or someone like that, where mm-hmm. it's okay. I'd love to hear him in a remote garage in Texas with just him and two tape recorders on a weight set. And I know it was a time where he was broke or, you know, he didn't have a place to live and he was going through certain struggles. And that's interesting to me,
yeah.
At least for me.
Yeah.
So I'm relaying that to maybe comedy where it's like, yeah, you might not be in that relationship, but you're at a certain moment where it might be interesting to someone other than yourself. Like, oh, that's interesting. Cause I still record music, but I feel the same way with certain stuff, like, oh my God, I would never want anyone to hear this song. But then someone might, like, I did release, because I've been working on my YouTube, and I have released stuff that I'm, like, embarrassed of, but people
yeah.
like it. But I despise it.
Isn't
I'm
that
like,
so funny? That's
I
so interesting.
I cringe. I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear, oh my God, why did I didn't even say that word right, or... You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
yeah.
you.
I didn't mean to harp on.
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah. But I think that you might benefit from that as far as, because look, with anything, you're putting something out in the world, you know, and whether I know we're our harshest critics,
mm-hmm.
but people might get something out of that. Be like, because you said you were in a relationship, right? And you're talking about your relationship.
I was, yeah.
Were some of your bits about that?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like my entire set was like about that. It kind of like told like a story of
that's
the relationship.
Great. That's great.
But I don't know.
I know, but that might even be, you might not see it this way now because you haven't put it out, but it might even be therapeutic because you're releasing it in the wind. See, with art, you can't hold on to art, whether it's stand-up or music or whatever. You have to, it's kind of one of those things where we're selfish with it. I know I am. That's why it takes me so long to release like these project, these music projects that I do. I'll listen to a song damn near a million, like all night, the same song over and over and over. But there comes a time where you have to just really, you have to let it go.
Yeah. I mean, I've done that with a few other, like, cause I have a few on my YouTube or whatever, but I don't know why I never just released that one, but maybe I will go watch it tonight and see.
Really, really at least give it a chance. I mean, I'm not like peer pressuring you, but
you're
think,
like, you better fucking release this bitch. I'm like, Gabby, okay.
I go, hey, did she put it
you're
out
like,
yet?
Dude, yeah, no.
You know what'd be interesting too? This is just, since we're on this topic, it's like for your future special, whenever that happens, maybe for the screen just turned on by itself. Maybe for a future like added scene bonus features, you could add it there.
Oh, that's fun.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know how like DVDs and shit used to have like bonus features where you click, oh shit, this is it, because it shows the time.
Yeah.
Would you be open to that?
I would be open to that.
Because that gives you more time not to put it out because you're working
to lurk in the shadows. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry for. I think it's an important message. I really do. Because it's like, you never know shit, dude. Like, fuck, you never know when you're going to go. And what if you never put it out?
I know this is not the answer you want to hear, but I would be okay with that.
What? Really?
Yeah, because I like other sets that I have more. And I just don't, like, I don't know. It's fine. But I'm like, I think my other material is more interesting than just like that relationship that is no longer.
I see what's going on. You have a certain attachment to it that you don't want others to know about, maybe?
No, that's not it at all. It's that I don't have an attachment really to it anymore. It's like...
God, you're confusing me even why? More. Because if you don't have it, then why can't you just put it out?
Why would I talk... Okay, well, because I don't know... Well...
I hope people see this in like the comments and they're like, put it out, put it out. Steve's right.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have to put it out.
I am being bullied into putting it out and it will be out tonight. No. It's 10 minutes. It's fine.
Dude, it's 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll put it out.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, time flew by. Sorry. Dude, time flew by. What? Close to 10. Yeah. Was that easy? I mean, do we talk enough? How about now? This is a good time where we talk about the best way people could support you in your comedy.
Okay. I have a podcast called The Clown Cast, and it's available on all platforms. And I do it with my buddy and also a hilarious comic named Niles Abston. And we're actually going on tour in the end of August to 10 cities.
Can we plug, how do people get tickets?
The Eventbrite is going to be live next week, but you can do it on my website, HarperRoseD.com and
HarperRoseD.com. Okay.
And I put all my shows and everything on my Instagram in a highlight.
What does the D stand for?
My last name, Drummond.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rose is your middle?
My first name's Harper Rose.
Oh, your first name is, it's all Harper Rose.
Yeah, my parents wanted to be real annoying with that, so.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about that on part two. How they came up with that unique name.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe after a boat or a honeymoon.
My parents are they used to be writers. Their favorite author is Harper Lee, who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. And then my dad, gave my mom roses or something when he proposed, or so, I don't know. But
what the?
They are romantics.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you plug your Instagram already?
My Instagram and my Twitter, my TikTok, whatever. It's all the same thing. It's
well, you got TikTok too?
I do.
What's up? Let's
okay, okay.
It. Yeah, keep going.
It's
keep going.
Harper Rose D. It's for all social media. It's just Harper Rose D.
Harper Rose D. Is that your Instagram too?
That is. That's everything.
Harper Rose D. Harper Rose D. Harper Rose D. Harper, right?
Yeah.
Just all of it.
All of it.
Do you have merch or anything people can purchase?
Not
or?
Yet, but I have merch coming soon. To go
on
along
your website?
With my Yes, it's going to be on my website.
Okay, did we miss any dates?
Again, all of my dates are on my Instagram and mm-hmm. on my website.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can you guys possibly throw your own show, like you and Gabby and the other homies that you guys...
Oh, Gabby's going to be...
Didn't you do it like a drive-in or something? Or didn't you guys just do something at a drive-in or some kind of outdoor event?
No. Well, Gabby was just on the road with Felipe. Esparza? Yes. Big, huge. Huge. Yeah, huge. But Gabby and
Gabby's going to love this.
Yeah. And then we both were in San Diego... 2 weeks ago at Mavericks.
Okay, I don't know what is that a bar or a...
It's a pretty like big bar.
In Oceanside?
No, in San Diego, in Pacific Beach.
PB.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The comedy scene in San Diego right now is incredible.
It is?
Yeah.
Is the Comedy Store still down there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and they're doing shows. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
So go get your tickets today, right?
Yeah.
Can you say the dates one more time?
So Gabby and I are going to be down at ACC in San Diego June 3rd.
And this is going to be out before that, so this is good.
Yeah.
And so get your, how much are tickets?
I don't know.
Okay, but they can purchase them now, though.
Yes, yeah, they can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So get your tickets today, folks. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
Who else is on the bill?
Okay. No, it's just Gabby and I, and then I guess a local San Diego comic is going to open. But then Gabby's actually doing my show. I have a show. Let me look it up. I'm doing a live podcast with Gabby July 2nd at the Zypher Theater on Melrose.
How do they get tickets for
the
that?
The tickets are going to be, you can go to my Instagram at HarperRoseD, the link in my bio.
Dude, I really enjoyed the emoji talk as well. That was
I could help
that
you.
That was mind opening, yeah. Dude. You like blew my mind, dude. I was doing all the wrong things.
Yeah, thank
dude.
God. Thank God
all
I came in.
All the wrong ones.
Jesus Christ.
No wonder.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with... Dude, I'm sweating thinking about it.
I know. I am too.
What? Dude, what are you... I'm already tormenting myself. You don't have to add to my...
I'm not trying to send you into a shame spiral, but yeah. Thank God I could provide some clarity.
Thank you so much. Not only that, I think it helps other dudes, I think, out there, like what to do, what not to do,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
That was easy, right? Did the hour fly by? Because it's like it's past the hour.
Yeah, it did. It did.
How long did we talk about the emojis? 20 minutes?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so we do have a Patreon attached to the show. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. There is a website, StevieWeebyShow.com. If you want to get merch, just know the orders may be delayed because of COVID. I have a new podcast with my brother Jeremiah Watkins called Scissor Bros Podcast. Tune in every single Friday for that. All my music's at stevieweebybandcamp.com. I have a P.O. box. You could send any packages or mail to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. I hope I'm not forgetting anything. I'm still playing Warzone, guys. Just bear with me. I'm so busy right now because this other podcast, but I swear I'll post a Warzone video soon. Rodeo Man, music video, the newest video is on my YouTube, youtube.com/StevieWeeby. Definitely subscribe to the Scissor Bros podcast, guys, because, you know, we're gaining traction right now. We're having a great time. I'll tell you about our challenge. Oh, dude, we did a crazy challenge for this Friday. It has to do
I
with,
can't wait to hear about it.
It has to do with Ben Gay. It's crazy. Dude, it was an honor having you.
Thank you for
you
having me.
You guys are always welcome. Same thing with Gabby Lamb. She's always welcome here. And all your other homies are welcome, too. I love comedians and musicians, whoever wants to come.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, was so full of angst. Him and Henry Woodpeckers did a song and dance at Ben. Oh, rodeo man. And
I'm down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. His fate is spade, he made the great displayed in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Holy crap.